This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of dead has risen to 16 in New Zealand, and recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island on Sunday to no avail. More from VOA's Phil Mercer.
Police and Navy divers have failed to find a body that was seen in the sea off New Zealand's White Island the day after the eruption. Another victim is thought to be near the crater. Six bodies were retrieved Friday by soldiers who were flown in despite the risk of another eruption. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says retrieving the bodies of all of the victims is a priority.
We know that reunification won't ease that sense of loss or grief, because I don't think anything can. But we felt an enormous duty of care as New Zealanders to make sure that we brought their family members back.
Police have officially named the first victim of the volcanic eruption. Crystal Eve Browett, a 21-year-old Australian, was on holiday with her family. Phil Mercer, Sydney, VOA News.
China has suspended the planned additional tariffs on some U.S. goods that were meant to be implemented on December 15th. That is according to the State Council's Customs Tariff Commission on Sunday, after the two countries agreed to a Phase 1 trade deal on Friday. The statement was issued on the websites of government departments, including China's finance ministry, as well as state media outlets. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he intends to bring back Brexit legislation to Parliament before Christmas. The overriding mandate that they have from the election, according to the Deputy Finance Minister, is that they will leave the European Union in a matter of weeks. By the end of January, the intention is to bring the withdrawal bill back